Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You guys are great podcast. We don't do
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams. I'm excited to be back and talk some training camp football. I was there Thursday and Friday and then watched closely Saturday and Sunday on some of the news coming out, and again today as practice happened as we're sitting here recording on Monday afternoon. So I'll get you caught up on all the things happening, some injury updates, Aaron Donald updates, how the tight end battle's going, some of the roster moves we're also making, and some more stuff that we'll kind of get to throughout the day. Don't forget, go give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter. That's at LockedOnRams on Instagram, Twitter, as well as at LA_RamblingBear on Twitter. Reach out to us on Gmail as well, LockedOnRams@gmail.com. Always want to say thank you for everyone reaching out. Had a bunch of people reach out to me about getting tickets to the Friday season ticket holders only. I do appreciate it. We ended up making it out there. Had a great time chatting with everybody, talking with some Rams fans. Shout out to Craig for buying a beer for me and James. It was a great day. Got to interact with a lot of players. Had a blast. I'm excited to get back. I think we're going to try to get out there again on Wednesday when the kind of the circus cools down. Thursday was a lot more mellow than Friday. It felt like there were probably only 1,000 people out on Thursday. And then on Friday, we actually had to park in the backup parking garage. It was so packed. We got there a little bit late, but it was awesome to see so many fans out there. The crowds were stacked. People were kind of chirping at each other as some were blocking views in front. So it was kind of funny to see Rams fans kind of going at each other. But it was a hot day. People were having some beers. And there's lots of amazing plays happening on the field. Sean McVay running around, of course. So we'll get to a lot of that stuff. We'll kind of catch you up on some of the things that happened over the weekend. Real quick, want to get to a roster move that happened actually not too long ago. The Rams have waived Aaron Lacombe. He was a wide receiver from CLU. Just had an injury, unfortunate to him. They ended up picking up Kendall Thompson, who was a wide receiver with Sean McVay on the practice squad from the Washington Redskins. So he'll join the team, fill in that role for a while. Again, allowed to have 90 people at camp, so we're continuing to fill some camp bodies, guys that, we've got super depth at wide receiver, so don't really think a lot of these guys are going to get a lot of action. But you never know how you impress, how you show out, how injuries happen, and when you get an opportunity, you come and make it happen. I mean, look just at, a couple of our starting linebackers a couple years ago. Those are the same type of guys that you're just bringing in to maybe fill a practice squad or to help get some reps. And now you got Littleton, who's in a starting position, and Longacre, who's in a starting position. Both those guys, very similar roles as far as joining the team. So exciting stuff for him. Congratulations. And we got a few other player updates coming after this. Before we get there, I really quick want to give our sponsor a shout out. Want to say a big thanks to Nordic Track. Sometimes it's hard to find time to go to the gym. We all have got busy schedules. The great thing about Nordic Track has a series of training equipment that gives you the best amazing workouts in the convenience of your own home, including treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, and more. You can join the high-energy streaming workouts any time of the day without stepping out of the door. Join the stream workouts both in studio and exotic destinations around the world. Start your day with running through the streets of Paris, or at the end, cross training on the shores of Thailand, or workout on the safari of Africa. Best part, workouts are led by the world's top professional trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. Don't forget, of course, these are our guys. You got a special offer just for the Locked On Network. $75 off any Nordic Track purchase when visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon. Make sure to use the offer code Locked On. Again, that's Nordic Track, NordicTrack.com. Man, I'm good at spelling. $75 off when you use the code Locked On. nordictrack.com/lockedon. Don't forget to check it out, guys. All right, back to football. A lot of awesome stuff happening over at Rams camp. First off, you got to say a big shout out that we're still relatively healthy. We're already seeing news come out of different camps. There's a guy at Carolina camp, broke his leg today. Chargers have had three people now go out for season-ending injuries, two tight ends, and Vrett in their secondary. So, you know, that injury bug, this is the time that it comes up and really can, you know, break into camp. So I want to say, wow, we're really lucky to see that happening so far. As we're kind of doing little injury updates and other things like that, Dominic Easley still on the sideline, hasn't participated yet. He's on the physically unable to perform, the PUP list, and Obo Okoronkwo as well. Which is funny because we talked about him leading into camp. I was really excited talking about him and leading into camp. He had talked, he tweeted out saying that, you know, his ankle felt 100% and he was ready to go. But I think the Rams are just being precautious with him and making sure that he's fully up to 100% before they get him out on the field. I know he's got to be dying as he probably feels pretty healthy, but Rams not taking any chance there with the linebacker slash edge rusher that they got at Oklahoma in the fifth round. So we'll see when we get him on the field. And then, of course, still no show from Aaron Donald. We'll get into that a little bit later, as we always do. Good news, we did get John Sullivan back. If you guys saw yesterday or heard anything, maybe you hadn't. He went out on day three with an arm injury. Looked to be in a lot of pain. Went back to the locker room. Didn't return to practice. He was back today. A little extra tape up on the arm, but fully participated, so it was good to see him back on the field because, again, we talk about our O-line and how important that is to what we do, not only protecting Goff, but making sure that we got some good holes for Todd Gurley. He was a big piece of that last year. Our line was, you know, nearly unstoppable as they started every game together. We're already going to be out at the beginning of the season without Jamon Brown, so we don't want to have any other piece missing. John Sullivan missed a couple of snaps last year, and we had Austin Blythe fill in pretty well. But Austin Blythe already probably has a pretty heavy duty filling in Jamon Brown's role, so we don't want to have to mess with that and really slide him over to center and then figure out who's going to fill in for Brown. So good to see him back. We still got a long way to go before, you know, we hit beginning of season, but hopefully that's nothing serious. So Sully back to practice today was awesome. Couple other things that I just want to share from things that I saw in camp on Thursday and Friday. We're keeping a really close eye on the tight ends. Really excited to see what's going to happen with those guys. Want to say that I've seen Everett really bounce back from having a pretty poor first day. Seemed just kind of uncomfortable out there, a little nervous maybe. But he's really settled into that role and has been making some big catches and has been, you know, going all over the field. So it's just going to get more and more intriguing there, which is a great thing. You know, I mean, as McVay kind of was known to use his tight ends pretty heavily in Washington and that whole scheme over there, to know that we've got three guys, and when I say three, you know, throwing Hemingway and Higbee in there with them, those three guys could be just a, you know, a three-headed monster. You saw, you know, two tight end schemes work, you know, very great. You know, we've seen the Patriots use a two tight end scheme very, very well. Sean McVay was known to do that in the past, so we'll see if he gets back to that a little bit more this year. Just weapons all over the field, but good to see Everett back out and you know, doing what we drafted him for. You know, catching the ball, getting upfield, really seems to improve on his blocking. Coaches have nothing but good things to say about him in the past couple days, so excited to see how that ends out. And then again, like I mentioned with Hemingway, probably third on that list right now. Just a monster of a dude, getting out to camp and really seeing him in person. You know, that 6'6 frame really pops, and he's got great size to go along with it. Strong dude, great hands, can block. So he's going to be a very valuable person, I'm sure. They may even try to get him on special teams and try to get him down the field and make some plays and try to, you know, use that body where they can. But going to be interesting to see as we get into matchup, some live action. You know, next week we're going to be flying across the country to go practice with the Baltimore Ravens and have our first preseason game. So match some of these people up against another team and see how it goes. It's going to be really fun to watch. Another person I'm excited for that exact same thing is John Franklin Meyer. Guy's just a beast, man. Another guy where size and speed really pops on the field. A guy that you're really excited about. Listening to Wade Phillips talk about him a little bit and some of the pressers and just hearing how engaged he is during practice and, you know, staying extra with Michael Brockers and some of the vets and Dominick Sue and picking their brain and taking advantage of all this opportunity with these veterans that he has in camp where, you know, us, we always look at camp and it's, oh, it's so boring and get to the games and, you know, but you forget that this is where a lot of these players get to really be molded and have opportunity to spend extra time not only with coaches, but with some of these veterans. And really, this is invaluable lessons for them. So really excited to see John Frankenmeyer. I mean, two times that I've seen stay extra after practice and really work on some things with some of the veterans. So excited to see him match up against some other teams, because we're not sure, you know, how this defense is really going to set, right? Obviously, we're still waiting for Aaron Donald to show. But until then, people have got to fill in, right? And we've got to move people around, and looking at the linebacking core and who's going to be rushing from the edge. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, we got Ibukam, and you know, we've got Littleton and Longacre and obviously Mark Barron. But then there's that second wave of guys of trying to figure out, you know, Obo Okoronkwo when he gets healthy, John Frankenmeyer, some of these guys, where they're going to fit in, Michael Kaiser, all these newbies. And so it's going to be interesting to kind of follow along in that linebacking core and that edge to see, you know, who really can shine when we pat them up against another team, which is going to be exciting to see here in almost a week in time. All right, we're going to step aside really quick for another word from our sponsors. We'll be back with some more Rams talk. All right, we're back, and I want to get caught up on some stuff that we still are catching up from over the weekend. A lot of things are happening quickly here in camp, so over the weekend. So on Friday, Kevin Demoff got all of the season ticket holders gathered at practice and finally made the announcement that the Rams are going to be wearing their throwbacks, the royal blue and yellows that we all love, for 5 home games this year. They shared all the social media messages, all of our fan freakouts on Twitter and whatnot, basically requesting that we get our jerseys right. And the NFL listened. It was pretty awesome. And Kevin Demoff kind of came out and told us the schedule as far as the games. It's a Thursday night game against the Vikings, the Packers home game, the Seahawks in November, Eagles December 16th, and then the last game of the year against the Niners December 30th. For the other 2 games during the home season, they're going to wear the white jerseys, and that's against the Cardinals and the Chargers, and then the 2 preseason games as well. So we'll see the white unis, and then we'll see those royal blue and yellow, the one we all love. So it's pretty cool to see the fans were finally heard. Kevin Demoff continued to tell us that they are going to rebrand the jerseys, the image, the logo, all that stuff in the year 2020. It was available for 2019. But I understand they want to bring into the new stadium a whole bunch of excitement. So they're going to hold off. And now that the NFL is being a little bit more lenient as far as basically saying we can wear these jerseys as much as we want, and that's what makes the fans happy, I think there was no real need or push to have to make that sooner. So 2020, we'll get a new stadium, and they're going to rebrand the jerseys, potentially the logo, color scheme, all that stuff is open. We'll see. He said that he wants to hear from the fans as far as in this process to make sure that they get it right. I think a lot of people just want to stick to that traditional royal blue and go with that old school throwback, white helmets, blue horns, all that good stuff. I think it looks pretty good. Maybe they add a little, 2000 twist to it. At this point, it's like, keep it simple and, you know, don't try to do too much and you'll probably do okay. But that was big news, so I want to make sure I shared that. I know most of you guys have already heard that, probably been talking about that. Saw something come out earlier in the week that the Rams are last in the league as far as merchandise. And it's no shock. No one wants to buy a lot of this, you know, ugly colors that we see out there. You see a bunch of Rams gear and none of it really looks that appealing. So I totally get why, they're last in the league. Todd Gurley is the only Ram in the top 50, and he's number 50 in jersey sales. And that's probably a big reason. You know, there's only a couple of jerseys that look cool, and they're tough to get a hold of. So a lot of people waiting and, you know, not wanting to spend money on a, you know, kind of a St. Louis colored jersey. So people are going to hold out till they can get their hands on the good stuff. I think it also helps that, you know, we're new to market out here. Give it some time and let them win some more ball games. And Todd Gurley is that MVP type talk. Finally got, you know, the national love for Offensive Player of the Year, and then Aaron Donald, Defensive Player of the Year. So we'll see if that can kind of, you know, change some things. But they're doing a really good job out there. I know I talked about it a little bit, but out at camp, everything looked great. So many awesome branding pieces as far as the team and interactive pieces. There's this cool LA Rams thing where you can take a picture and your picture is going to go into a mosaic type style where it'll be one piece of this huge, massive LA Rams picture. And then they've, you know, got the big cutout that you can take a picture with. They had a, you know, face painting. They had legends signing autographs. They're involving a lot of people. I'm sure we'll get LeBron James out to camp. You'll see that probably coming up at some point now that he's a Laker. So a lot of exciting things out at Rams camp. And then on Monday, aka yesterday, was Military Appreciation Day out at camp. Really cool. They shared a couple of things from that. So it was awesome to see the players interact. Brandon Cook's one of them that they showed, kind of, you know, shaking hands and saying thank you. And always good to have that crossover and have them be able to, you know, get some access and for the players to interact, because you always got to think that there's stuff bigger than football. So it was cool to watch the players kind of interact as that. And then obviously get back to work and get some football in. Monday brings the second day of pads for the Rams. No big hitting going on. But again, just for guys like Jared Goff, being able to hear the pads kind of clinking and going around you, kind of really building that pocket presence and things like that. And for, you know, for the safeties and linebackers to be able to go up and actually kind of put a pop on somebody, I know it's got to feel good. John Johnson III out there, first day, had a big hit on John Kelly. That kind of got the crowd to ooh and ah, kind of hearing those pads pop. So fun to see those guys back out again. Want to remain healthy, but they're going to continue to crank it up. Tuesday will be an off day for the Rams, and then they're back at camp on Wednesday. Like I said earlier, hope to be out there for that. We'll see if I can make it down. And I know we say we're going to talk about it, but another guy we're hoping to make it there is Aaron Donald. And the reason why I bring it up today is we finally are starting to get a few more player reactions from the whole contract talk and everything like that. And they asked Ndamukong Suh what he thought on this whole deal. And Sue's with all of us. He thinks he should get paid as well. Quote saying, "He deserves more than what I got. It's only right that he continues to play at a high level and prove that." Sue, when he's talking about deserving to get more than what he got, is referencing his six-year, $114 million deal that he got with the Dolphins in 2014, which at the time was the richest defensive contract in history. You know, which is pretty cool to see his fellow teammate get in there and support and say he deserves more than the $6.8 million that he's due this season. They haven't played together, but Sue obviously isn't upset with him for going to get his money. And I don't think anyone really is. Sue making $14 million this year, so he's not, you know, broke on the team either. But the Rams obviously made a bunch of their additions and are really trying to make room for him. Les Snead and Kevin Demoff continue to say that they're working on the deal and they hope to get it done. Les also added that, you know, the good thing about Aaron is when he gets here, he'll get here and you'll know he'll be in shape. Obviously, we've all seen the videos kind of going around the internet of him out in Pittsburgh, just getting it in. I saw he put something on Instagram the other day, and he had posted a workout with an hourglass emoji. Basically just say, patiently waiting, just waiting on that contract. So hopefully, you know, there's lots of rumors going around. I think we talked about it a little bit. We'll touch on it just a little bit more out on Twitter that, you know, he was coming out saying his agent wanted 25 mil and the Rams were offering 21, and, you know, they were insulted. But, you know, some other reports have come out saying that they're a lot closer than people think, and, you know, it's going to get done before the season. So it's kind of pick your poison. What you know, unreliable source or non-confirmed source do you really want to believe? And I'm going to lean to the one that is more favorable for us, because, again, we talked about my freakout meter that I've referenced many of times, and it was basically at zero on day one of camp. And, you know, the needle's moving, but it's not moving far. You know, maybe it's moved up to 5-10% of freak out, but you know, get a preseason game in, fine, get two in, okay, now we get to that third preseason game, you're going to start to get a little more worried. It's going to go up to about halfway, and if it starts to get ugly, but hopefully they're still working on getting it done. There's even rookies that are just finally showing up. I mean, Sam Darnold, top three draft pick for the Jets, just showed up today for his first day of camp after working on the contract. The Bears' number one draft pick still is not there in camp, and he's actually, interesting enough, is going back and forth on the language of the contract with the new helmet and the new hit rule on you know, how they're going to flag people and fine people and how that's going to affect the guaranteed money. So interesting to see that, you know, some new rules are in effect on this holdout, but not the only one holding out still. Obviously, there's other people in the NFL doing this. It just happens to be with our number one guy, so we hope to get it done. And I hope we get it done before Khalil Mack, because you know, that could really change things. We could be really, really close right now, and Khalil Mack come out and you know, have a deal, and it could totally change ours. But the thing is, I feel like we're a lot closer from listening to stories and even watching some football today and hearing John Gruden talk about it. Sounds like they're still got some work to do. So hopefully we have a better relationship going right now than the one with Khalil Mack. Well, as we wrap up the Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams, I just kind of want to loop back on a couple other names that you know, I've seen kind of going around social media and hearing some of the reporters that are out there the last couple days, that you may not be hearing those big names that we know, obviously, but some guys that are kind of popping out that, you know, are just kind of keep an eye on type deal. Kevin Peterson in the cornerback room had a great Sunday practice, came up with a couple big plays. If you don't remember who that is, Peterson's actually the guy in week 17 that picked off Jimmy G twice in that game. And, you know, kind of goes very deep onto the roster as far as afterthought because of obviously Tlaib and Peters coming in, who they've played, you know, amazing so far in camp and just seem to be moving really fluid. But Kevin Peterson had a great, great practice and actually had a pick six to end one of the periods in practice. So undercut the route, made a great defensive play, and it was pretty awesome to see him continue to making plays out there. So, and then there's Troy Hill. I mean, we talked about him in the past, but people just keep saying, like, don't forget about Troy Hill. This guy's out here making plays in a weird way. I'm not going to say he's a veteran in any way, but he's gotten some really, you know, crucial playing time over the past, you know, season or so. And he knows how the system works. He knows how to play. So another guy, Troy Hill, keep an eye out for him. I love how deep our secondary is. You talk about, you know, how the linebacking core is going to match up and all that good stuff. But our secondary is deep. So hopefully, you know, all these guys stick with us, because there's also been talks of, you know, as we are so deep there, is there a potential to make a trade, as some, you know, some other teams are kind of struggling in that area. So we'll keep an eye on that. The Rams are always trying to get better, but those two guys definitely wanted to give a big shout out to, because they're out there making plays. I mentioned him early, but Hemingway, always great to see him back on the field. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that he was out for the year, but he's out making plays. He's cutting really smooth. He's, I mean, again, his size just takes over when you're watching him. And Matt Longacre, man, just really excited about this guy. Continues to grow into that position outside linebacker. Last year, I think he had 5.5 sacks. He had a chat with J.B. Long, and he was, you know, talking about Aaron Donald, and, you know, gave a lot of credit to him and said, man, the guy gets back there so fast, and he's cutting me off because, you know, I'm coming from the outside, and then all of a sudden I'm cleaning up his mess a lot. So he wanted to make sure that, you know, he gave a big thanks to Aaron Donald for a lot of that. But this guy is a hard worker, another guy that, you know, undrafted guy, came in, practice squad, worked his way up, finally got some opportunity, you know, got a little banged up last year with his back, but he's healthy now, went through the whole recovery process, says he's healthy. We look for big things from him because, again, in that core, we're going to need someone to kind of really step up. Him and Littleton are the guys, but just a few names I wanted to kind of throw out there at the end. I saw some really great stuff from my 2 days at camp, and then even just following along even further. We'll be back a few more times this week to cover up some more Rams camp. They are off tomorrow and then back in pads on Wednesday. Hopefully be able to tweet out some things live from there. Don't forget to follow me at @LA_RamblingBear, at @LockedOnRams on Instagram and Twitter. And if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, shoot them at me. Let me know what you want to hear on the podcast. I'm going to bring on some guests here in the next couple weeks, James, a few other people. So we're excited for that. So if you have any questions for anybody coming on, let me know. And like always, you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace.